की जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की श्री श्री गौर निताय की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुर श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकंत राधाकंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्वा नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्जायो मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी So we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 20 and 21. So we'll conclude chapter 20 by reciting text number 38 and 39. Then we'll start a new chapter, chapter 21, and we'll read through 5 verses from text 1 to text 5, then we'll chant together the text 6 which is on the board. So text 38 of chapter 20, the chapter is entitled The Dynasty of Puru. I'll read the translation only. Brihaspati said to Mamata, "You foolish woman, although this child was born from the wife of one man through the semen discharged by another, you should maintain him." Upon hearing this, Mamata replied, "O Brihaspati, You maintain him. After speaking in this way, Brihaspati and Mamata both left. Thus the child was known as Bharadvaja. Text 39. Although encouraged by the demigods to maintain the child, Mamata considered him useless because of his illicit birth, and therefore she left him. Consequently, the demigods, known as the Maruts, maintained the child, and when Maharaj Harat was disappointed for want of a child, this child was given to him as his son. Small purport. From this verse is understood that those who are rejected from the higher planetary system are given a chance to take birth in the most exalted families on this planet Earth. So we are beginning a new chapter, chapter 21, the dynasty of Bharat. Text 1. Sukadeva Goswami said, because Bharadwaj was delivered by the Marut demigods, he was known as Bithatha. The son of Bithatha was Manu, and from Manu came five sons, Brihatshatra, Jaya, Mahavirya, Nara and Garga. Of these five, the one known as Nara had a son named Sankriti. Text 2. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Pandu, Sankriti had two sons named Guru and Rantidev. Rantidev is famous in both this world and the next, for he is glorified not only in human society, but also in the society of the demigods. Text 3 to 5 together. Rantidev never endeavored to earn anything. He would enjoy whatever he got by the arrangement of providence. But when the guest came, he would give them everything. Thus he underwent considerable suffering along with the members of his family. Indeed, he and his family members shivered from want of food and water. Yet Rantidev always remained sober. Once, after fasting for 48 days, in the morning, Rantidev received some water and some foodstuffs made with milk and ghee. But when he and his family were about to eat, a Brahmana guest arrived. So we'll chant together the text number 6. Tasmai Sangva Bhajat Sanyam Adritta Shraddhanan Vitaha Haring Sarvatra Sangpashyan Sabhukta Prayodija Tasmai Sangva Bhajat Samyam Adrita Shadhyan Vitaha Haring Sarvatra Sangpashyan Swabhukta Prayodija Tasmai Sangva Bhajat Sarnam Adritta Shraddhayan Vitaha Harim Sarvatra Sangpashyan Swabhukta Prayodijaha. మాతాజీస్ తస్మై అంటు హిమ్ ద బ్రాహ్మణ సమ్మభజత్ ఆఫ్టర్ డివైడింగ్ గేవ్ హిస్ షేర్ సహ హి రంతిదేవ్ అన్యం ద ఫుడ్ ఆదృత్య విత్ గ్రేట్ రెస్పెక్ట్ శ్రద్ధయా అన్విత and with faith harim the supreme lord sarvatra everywhere or in the heart of every living being sangpashyan conceiving saha hi bhuktva after eating the food prayo left that place Dijaha the Brahmana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Because Rantidev perceived the presence of the Supreme Godhead everywhere and in every living entity, he received the guest with faith and respect and gave him a share of the food. The Brahmana guest ate his share and then went away. So please repeat after me the translation. Because Rantidev perceived the presence of the Supreme Godhead everywhere and in every living entity, he received the guest with faith and respect and gave him a share of the food. The Brahmana guest ate his share and then went away. Purport. Rantidev perceived the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living being. But he never thought that because the Supreme Lord is present in every living being must be God. Nor did he distinguish between one living being and another. He perceived the presence of the Lord both in the Brahmana and in the Chandala. This is the true vision of equality as confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 5.18. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini sunichaiva sapakecha pandita samadarshinah. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater outcast. A pandita or learned person perceives the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living being. Therefore, although it has now become fashionable to give preference to the so-called Daridra Narayan or poor Narayana, Rantidev had no reason to give preference to any one person. The idea that because Narayan is present in the heart of one who is Daridra or poor, the poor man should be called Daridra Narayan is a wrong conception. By such logic, because the Lord is present within the hearts of the dogs and hogs would also be Narayan. One should not mistakenly think that Rantidev subscribed to this view. Rather, he saw everyone as part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Huri Sambandhi Vastuna. It is not that everyone is a Supreme Godhead. Such a theory, which is propounded by the Mayavad philosophy, is always misleading, and Rantidev would never have accepted it. Mukam Karati Vachalam Pangul Langhaite Gring Jatkripata Mahambande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Isharam Namang Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Subhataja Patakasya Hare Krishna. So, by the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas, in the presence of Sisi Radharaj Bihariji, Lalita Visakhaji, and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur Nitai, Srila Prabhupada. We like to discuss something from Srimad Bhagavatam today. And today is also a very special day for ISKCON, because today is the birthday or appearance day of ISKCON. ISKCON appeared on this auspicious day in the year 1966 in America, incorporation of ISKCON. So we'll try to connect the verse with the day today. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially in the verse 6, the quality of Rantidev has been explained very nicely. So there are many qualities of a pure devotee of the Lord, but in this section we can learn from Rantidev the quality of self-control. And Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, Samadarshina, equal vision. These two qualities are very much prominent in the character of Rantidev. So self-control, or controlling the senses, is very, very important for a sadhaka. We all want to be happy. That is the nature of the spirit soul. Anandamay abhasat. We all want to be happy. But we are suffering, but we want to be happy. We want to be satisfied. Everybody is hankering for that. But the secret of happiness is nothing external. Happiness is not a destination. Happiness is a journey. Happiness is an experience within. And that satisfaction will come when we are connected. The connection gives satisfaction. So when the spirit soul is connected with the Supreme Lord, that connection gives us satisfaction, which is known as yoga. Yoga means connection, but people don't understand nowadays. They think yoga means physical exercise. That is not the real meaning of yoga. So real meaning of yoga is connection. In Vedas, it is known as Sambandha Gyan. So Vedic literature talks about three things: Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. So unless we get connected properly, our activities also will not be correct, because we are misidentifying ourselves. That's why our activities in this world are not giving us satisfaction. Why? Because we are not connected. So connection leads to satisfaction. Santushta Atma. The quality of a devotee, or symptom of a devotee, is that he is satisfied. And that satisfaction cannot come externally. Achievements, external situations, we can make our external situation in very nice way. We can achieve so many things in this world. You can become the king of the whole universe. Everything can be in your favor. Everybody can be your servant, like that. But you cannot experience satisfaction. Why? Because unless and until we are connected properly with the Supreme Lord, we cannot experience happiness. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. Here also the same thing has been explained. Prasanna Atma, Santushta Atma, satisfied, happy. Why? A person is happy and satisfied when he is free from hankering and lamentation. Conditioned soul is conditioned by these two aspects of life, hankering and lamentation. We hanker for something which we don't have, and we lament for something which we have lost. But we have to understand that we should not hanker or lament, because everything belongs to Krishna. We know that. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktarang Jagatabhasang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhidang Sarva Bhutanam Gyaktamang Santamichati. This is called peace formula, Bhagavad used to say. We have so many peace arrangement is going on, so many things are being arranged to have peaceful world. But unless we follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita as given by Krishna, we cannot be peaceful. So what is the peace formula? To accept that Krishna is the enjoyer. The Lord is the enjoyer. Bhaktarang Jagatabhasang. He is not the enjoyer, he is the supreme enjoyer. Why is the supreme enjoyer? Because he has a qualification. Who can enjoy? Who is the proprietor? So Krishna is the proprietor. Bhaktarang Jagatabhasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravattate Iti Matta Bhajante Mang Buddha Bhava Samannita. Krishna is the source of everything, including ourselves, the spirit soul. So that's why he can enjoy. He is the enjoyer. He is the proprietor. And he is the friend of every living entity. So if everything belongs to Krishna, then why we should hanker for anything? But why we are hankering for something? Because we think we are the enjoyer. That is the spirit within. It's enjoyment spirit. So as long as we have the spirit of enjoyment, we cannot really connect with the Supreme Lord. Because positive and negative connects. And positive repels. That is also the law of science, right? So if we think that we are enjoyer, then we are also positive. Krishna is the enjoyer, so positive repels, no connection. So when we accept that Krishna is the enjoyer and I am enjoyed, then positive and negative, two aspects are established, then there will be connection. And that connection will give us satisfaction. Santushta Atma. And when we are satisfied within, then we can be satisfied in any situation of life. And if there is no connection, we can have supreme, wonderful situation in your life, you cannot be happy. Because you are not connected. And Rantidev is exhibiting that principle, that he is connected. He is seeing Brahmana, Chandala, all living being equally, because that is the quality of a devotee. And they are satisfied. So example, in Mahaprabhu's pastime is also there, Kolavachar Sridhar. Kolavachar Sridhar was a very, very poor Brahmana from external point of view. But he was completely satisfied, santushta atma. So one day Mahaprabhu asked Sridhar, what kind of house you have? Because he did not have a house. He had a hut. And there are so many holes at the roof of that hut. There is no need of electricity, there is no need of anything. Everything is conditioned, air conditioned, naturally. And Mahaprabhu said, you are a devotee of Krishna, so this kind of house, what people will think? Have some good house. So Sridhar said, at least I have a house. Many people do not have a house also. I have some defect in my house, there are some holes, but I am happy with that. At least I have a house. And he used to wear a dhoti, more holes than the cloth. And he used to knot it, many knots. And Mahaprabhu said, Sridhar, change your cloth, have some good cloth. So Sridhar said that I have cloth at least to cover my body. There are so many people, they don't have clothes. I am very satisfied with my cloth. That is called santushta atma. It cannot be done artificially. The secret of this kind of behavior is coming from within. Externally it cannot be practiced. Because unless and until we are connected with the Supreme Lord, we cannot experience that kind of bliss within. And unless and until we experience that kind of bliss, this kind of behavior cannot be exhibited. We will be attached to our external situations and we depend on external situation to be happy. We are always thinking, if I can become like that, I will be happy. Right or wrong? I am not happy. Why I am not happy? Because I am not like him. If I can become like him, I will be happy. That's why those who are studying, they are thinking, oh my God, when I can finish my study, I'll get a job. Because those who are doing job, they are happy. I am not happy. I have to go to the classes and study this and that. No money, no independence. So better, I should be independent and I'll be happy. So they go for job. So in the classroom, there's a teacher. But in the office, there's a boss. He said, oh my God, student life was better. And those who are working in a company, the statistics says that most of the people, they have a anger in their heart about their bosses. It's called revenge fantasy they have. And in the dream, they dream to kill their bosses. And I was hearing a statistic in the Western country, 75 or 80, majority of the people are like that. Revenge fantasy in the heart. So they think, oh, I got job, but I am not happy. So maybe I am not happy because I am alone. So when I settle down in life, get married, get a good life partner, then I'll be happy. Because they are so happy, those who are married. So after getting married, after my friends, after 1 year, maybe after 2-3 years, they have some realization again. And they think, oh my God, what a mistake I did. I got married. Prabhupada used to say, Dilli ka laddu jo khaya, ubi pastaya. Jo nahi khaya, ubi pastaya. The world is like that. Those who are staying in America, they are thinking, oh, Indian people are so fortunate. They are so happy. And Indian students, mainly the IT graduates, thinking, when I can go to America and settle my life in America? Right or wrong? So this is like that. So, everywhere, problem. Wherever you go, problem follows. Only variety is changing. One devotee came to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I want to go for a world tour. Said Prabhupada, said, what do you want to do? Why you want to do world tour? Everywhere same. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And variety is changing. Nothing else. So, but people don't understand that. Why? Because they are not santushta atma. They are not satisfied within. So they want to be a comfortable, favorable situation according to his mental conditioning. Thinking, if I can be in that condition, I'll be happy. So happiness is not a destination. That destination will never come. We have to experience that. And that experience will be available when we are connected. So connection, sambandha is very, very important. And sambandha determines the quality of our work. As a devotee, the quality of our devotional service also depends on our connection. I am doing arati does not mean that I am connected. Some people think like that. Coming close cross proximity does not determine the connection. That is not sadhu sangha. Prabhupada was giving a lecture, one mosquito was there just on the body of Prabhupada, and we should not think he is doing sadhu sangha, he is sucking the blood. So physical proximity is not the connection. It is the heart-to-heart connection, that is called sambandhya. In a relationship. So relationship should be heart to heart connection, because the soul is inside the heart and Lord is also inside the heart. So connection has to be internal connection. External connection cannot give us satisfaction. In the devotional life also, devotees can experience happiness and ecstasy if he is connected, and whatever service will be given to him, he will be happy, because sambandha gyan is there. But if you are not connected, whatever service will be given, you will not be happy. Those who are doing pujari, you may think, oh, I want to do preaching. Those who are preaching is thinking, I may do pujari seva. Those who are doing management thinking, oh, I can do other service. Those who are not getting management position thinking, if I get management position, I will be happy. Everybody is thinking like that. But by changing your service, will not give you happiness, because same mind is going. Changing place will not change our life. Changing service will not change our life. Change has to come within. When change is within, then wherever you are, you will be happy. Srila Prabhupada was happy in the grass hut of Mayapur. He was also happy in a small room at Radha Damodar temple of Vrindavan. He was also happy in the palace of Los Angeles. His happiness was not external. He was experiencing happiness in every situation of life because he was Krishna conscious. So Krishna consciousness is the secret of happiness, and then we can be santushta atma. And santushta atma is very, very important in our life. Then when we are satisfied, then satisfaction leads to compassion. So when we are happy, then we want to share that happiness to others. That is the quality of a Vaishnava. Paro dukhe dukhi. Prabhupada also is explaining in the life of Rantidev. He is comparing Rantidev with Vasudev Datta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So Vasudev Datta appealed to Mahaprabhu, "My dear Mahaprabhu, the souls, the living entities in this world are suffering so much. Please give all the sufferings to me. I can suffer eternally. But in exchange of that, make them all liberated." That is called compassion. So in this world, people live based on passion. Passion means happiness for ourselves. Selfish mentality. Passion gives selfish mentality, and ultimately it gives frustration. Passion leads to frustration. And compassion leads to satisfaction. We get what we give. That is the law of nature. That is the law of kingdom of God. So if we want to experience happiness, then we have to give that happiness to others. When others are happy by our activity, by our words, by our behavior, by our dealings, then same thing will come back to us. But if you are giving anxiety, we are giving dissatisfaction, we are giving trouble to others, that will come back to us in due course of time. That is the way nature functions. So passion impels us to think about ourselves. Passion makes us selfish. And compassion makes a person selfless servant. So pure devotee of the Lord is a selfless servant, an embodiment of compassion. And Srila Prabhupada is that example of compassion. Because a devotee is not happy by making himself happy only. Srila Prabhupada was very happy in Radha Damodar temple, translating Srimad Bhagavatam, doing his bhajan, and he was extremely happy in Krishna consciousness. But he had a mission, and that mission was given by his Gurudev. In 1922, Srila Prabhupada met his spiritual master. All of you know, but today is the day we should remember, and we should remember every day, because that is our inspiration. Srila Prabhupada is our inspirational personality to carry on our devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada's life is also a life of preparation, and very interesting. I always give this example of 11 years slot. Prabhupada was so focused in preparation. he got the instruction from his spiritual master that spread this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English speaking language in the year 1922 in Calcutta. Then he took 11 years to get initiated by his divine grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. In 1933 he was initiated. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, whenever you get money, print books, translate Vedic literature into English. He was also preparing for that. So another 11 years. In 1944, he started Back to Godhead magazine. 33, 44, 11 years. Then, in 1955, he settled down in Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar temple. He retired from family life in 1954 and settled down in Vrindavan in 1955, another 11 years. Then, he established ISKCON in the New York City in 1966. Another 11 years. Then he left this planet in the year 1977. Another 11 years. So 11 years slot, Prabhupada was very organically developing things. So message from this that Prabhupada was preparing for the mission. And why he was into that mission? Because our parampara is the embodiment of compassion. They did not think about themselves only. Our parampara is not Bhajananandi parampara. Our parampara is Goshthanandi. They think for others. How to propagate this message? Because we have a legacy coming from Sriman Mahaprabhu. Prithivite acha jato nagaradi gram sarvatra pracharito haibe mor naam. In every town and village all over the world, the holy name should spread. And to establish that, we cannot be only sadhu, we have to be the missionaries of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have the mission. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur engaged everything. Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. A pure devotee can engage everything in the service of the Lord to propagate this message. Sometimes people think, oh, why so much opulence? In ISKCON, why so many facilities are there, why this, why that? We also sometimes feel, really, we are really sadhus. My relatives also used to say, oh, what kind of sadhus are you? You travel by airplane, you have good car, good houses, what kind of sadhus are you? So I was also having question, really you are sadhus? Then, from the life of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I learned that we are not only sadhus, we are missionaries. Srila Prabhupada, while he is in Mayapur, in this grass hut, he said, for us, we can be happy in this grass hut. I don't know how many of us will be happy, but Prabhupada said that we can be very happy in this grass hut, chanting and remembering Krishna. But who will come? Nobody will come. But we have a mission to propagate this message all over the world. So for that we need facilities. So we have to build facilities so that whole world will come to Sridham Mayapur and get nourished in Krishna consciousness. That was his mission. And because of that mission, we have to engage things, not for ourselves. One spiritual leader told me that we can have facilities, we should be able to use the facility in propagating Krishna consciousness. Facilities should not use us. That happens to the conditioned soul. Pure devotee engages the facility in the service of the Lord, but facilities engage ourselves, those who are not so advanced in Krishna consciousness. So for a sadhaka, those who are not so advanced, we have to be very, very careful about our facilities in day-to-day life. But for a pure devotee, whether he is in grass hut or palace, doesn't matter, because he is always Krishna conscious, because he can connect everything in the service of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada is an example. So Prabhupada was in America and he was in a limousine car, and very fancy car. And some reporter asked, Swamiji, so you ओल्ड मैन, ए साधु सन्यासी फ्रॉम इंडिया, लिमोजिन कार, व्हाट इज दिस? ही थॉट ही कॉट हिम, बिकॉज रिपोर्टर्स दे लाइक टू कैच पीपल लाइक दैट, बट ही डिड नॉट नो ही इज डीलिंग विथ समबडी डिफरेंट. So Prabhupada knew how to handle people. And he was super intelligent. And he said that I am a guru, but I am not an ordinary guru. I am guru of America. Because he wants to first satisfy his ego, no? He is from America, the reporter said, I am not a guru of an ordinary country. I am the guru of the richest country of the world, America. So you are so happy, oh, he is appreciating America. Then he said, I am the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the richest person? So I am the servant of a, I am the servant of the richest person and I am the guru of the richest country. So our disciple, my disciples should have given me a golden car. But what I can do? They don't have that kind of facility. They are giving this car. What can I do? I have to use it. So that was the answer of Prabhupada, and reporter just kept quiet. So Prabhupada was flying in airplane, was flight. Generally sadhu should not fly and cross the ocean. So another person approached Swamiji, sadhu, flight, what is this? Prabhupada said, what can I do? Those people like you, those are in Maya, they are running in airplane to catch them. I should be at the same speed, no? To catch you. So in order to catch all of you, I have to also fly. So Prabhupada sees everything in connection with the Supreme Lord. Sambandha Gyan. So one Prabhupada disciple, he wrote to Prabhupada. He is from Mayapur, early days of Mayapur, and that time so much hard work, no 9 to 5 or 4 hour service, 5 hour service, 24/7, real 24/7. Now we have a little comfort zone, oh sadhana, this, that, but that time dedicated for service, and he was a sannyasi. He wrote to Prabhupada, I am a sannyasi, I am supposed to read and write and preach. But whole day I am busy in building lotus building. That time lotus building construction was going on. And he wrote that letter. And expecting some compassionate reply from Prabhupada. Oh yeah, like that. Prabhupada gave a heavy reply. Prabhupada said, what are you thinking? That my book and my building is different? So my book and my building is the same. So building lotus building and reading my book is the same. You don't follow that unless you are very properly Krishna conscious. We have to do both. There should be a balance. A sadhaka, but here Prabhupada is pointing out a higher principle of Sambandha Gyan. So when we connect the building in the service of the Lord and when we are studying, if both are connected with the Lord, we will get the same benefit. But still, there are Arav Siddha Bhakti or Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Just like chanting of the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, offering arati to the Lord, is itself bhakti. But cooking is not bhakti by itself. Plucking flowers is not bhakti by itself. Making garland is not bhakti by itself. But when we do that for the Lord, then it has become bhakti. So as a sadhaka, we should have both the varieties. We should lead a balanced life. Then we can progress nicely. If we do only sadhana, no practical seva, in the name of sadhana we become lazy. And when we only do seva, no sadhana, we become crazy. So Prabhupada said, ISKCON is not meant for lazy and crazy people. We need to have a balanced life. So balanced life helps us to progress in Krishna consciousness. So morning sadhana, Prabhupada said, evening sadhana and whole day seva. That is called sandwich program. So in sandwich, we should have both sides. So when we have morning and evening strong sadhana and practice, then whole day seva, it is a wonderful balance. And Prabhupada gave that principle of Krishna consciousness in that way. And ISKCON is Prabhupada's body. And Prabhupada said, BBT is my heart. So today is the incorporation of ISKCON, means official appearance of ISKCON. And what is ISKCON? ISKCON is the expression of compassion of Srila Prabhupada to the suffering humanity of Kali Yuga. So we have to take care of the body. And heart is BBT. And Prabhupada said, if all temples are closed in ISKCON, no problem. As long as book distribution continues, my movement will continue. I was thinking, why he said like that? Because, and if book distribution stops, my movement will stop. We can have many temples, but if book distribution stops, our movement will stop. But if temples are not there, if book distribution continues, ISKCON will continue. Why? Because the heart pumps the blood. So when ISKCON gives money to BBT in the form of buying books, so we are pumping blood into the body. If there is no book distribution, so ISKCON will not pay any money to BBT, so heart will become without pumping of the blood, and what will happen? Heart attack. And the body will collapse. So book distribution stops, body collapses. But if book distribution continues, other parts of the body are not so good functioning, it can manifest again because the heart is good. So therefore preaching is the essence. We have to continue our preaching. Preaching is life. Pranache jar sehetu prachar. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, how can I identify that I am alive? A devotee is alive when he is engaged in propagation of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, he is a dead person. He is to say, living dead body, walking dead body. We may be walking, doing, but we are walking dead body if we don't preach Krishna consciousness. That is the mood of our acharyas, that is the mood of our parampara, that is the mood of Srila Prabhupada, that we have to be engaged in the propagation of Krishna consciousness, because that is a legacy coming from Sriman Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu predicted that in every town and village, all over the world, the holy name will spread. And we should do that. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo jar, janma sarthak kori karo par upokar. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar aggay guru hoiya taroi desh. That is the legacy we have. And Prabhupada was very proud to do that. He was in England, UK. One British reporter said, why you have come here? What you want to take from this country? People go to European countries, American country to get something. Dollar, pound, that's the way people are perceiving. And he thought this gentleman from India in the form of sadhu also come for something, to take something from this country. So Srila Prabhupada said, I have come here not to take anything from you. You British people, when you left India, you stole so many things, including Kohinoor. So, while I was in UK first time, I went and checked Kohinoor is still there or not. Very nicely there, kept. And when they stole, everything is recorded. So Prabhupada said, you stole everything, but you forgot to steal the real treasure of India. Bhagavad Dharma, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the real wealth of India. And you forgot to steal that, that's why I came to give it to you. And one British disciple was fanning Prabhupada. And Prabhupada pointed out to that disciple, he said, he is my disciple, he is a British person. You British people tried to rule over India for so many years, but you could not do that. You are driven out. But I am an old man. I don't have anything. But see, this British disciple is fanning me. I don't pay anything. That is the wealth of India. But we have forgotten that wealth and thinking we are poor. We are the richest country in the whole world, but we are thinking that we are poor. That poor mentality of Indian people is the misfortune of India today. We have to recognize the real wealth of India. And Prabhupada said that India has failed to perform its duty to propagate this message of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So it is the duty of ISKCON devotees, is the duty of ISKCON society, and especially the Indian devotees, those who are born in India, have a special duty to perform to propagate this message all over the world. And that will bring smile to Srila Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada is happy, we will be happy. We become santushta atma, because that is the way to be connected with Guru Parampara. Heart-to-heart connection will happen when we do the way our acharyas wanted. We don't have our personal agenda. Devotional service should be performed without our personal motivation. And we have to be free from all kinds of designations, because that is the foundational principle of bhakti. This is spiritual vision. Equal vision will come when we have spiritual vision. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane govihastini sunichaiva sapakecha pandita samadarshina sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikeno rishikesho sevanang bhaktiruchyate. We have to be free from all designations. We are not Americans, we are not Europeans, we are not Indians, we are not Russians, we are not this body. We are the spirit soul. Jive Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. That designation is the real eternal designation of the soul. And when we act on that platform, then we can see everyone equally. And what will happen to that? What will happen to that person? He will become humble. What is the symptom of knowledge? Symptom of knowledge is humility. And what is the symptom of ignorance? Pride. So humility connects with the Lord. And when we are in proper transcendental knowledge, then we can be connected with the Supreme Lord. So Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. As soon as we become really knowledgeable, we become humble. A tree with fruits generally bend down. And those who do not bear any fruits, they become high and high. Ego is like that kind of thing. We feel we are most qualified. But those who are most advanced, they think they are most disqualified devotee. So that is the symptom of a pure devotee. And Mahaprabhu's pastimes showed so many examples. And Srila Prabhupada is also that example. He always considered himself as a humble servant of the Guru Parampara, and he never took any credit for himself. When someone asked Prabhupada that you have established this worldwide movement, he said, this credit I don't deserve. If credit is to be given, should be given to my Guru Maharaj. And credit should be given to my young American boys and girls, those working hard day and night. The credit should be given to them. He never took any credit for himself. And that is the symptom of a pure devotee. And he was giving a lecture. And he was talking about different class of people. First class people, second class people, third class people, fourth class people. He was giving lecture. So one man after the lecture stood up. Oh Swamiji, you are telling first class, second class, third class, fourth class. What class are you? Prabhupada said, I am fifth class. And I am here to serve all of you. That is the mood Srila Prabhupada was carrying in the heart. Although he was the acharya, although he was the empowered Senapati Bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in his heart he he was completely convinced that he was insignificant servant of his Guru Maharaj, and he was considered himself very, very humble soul engaged in the service of propagating the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And that is the secret of success. While Mahaprabhupada landed in America, he did not have money, he did not have followers, he did not have any network, he did not have any connections, but he was confident that this movement will spread all over the world and he will be successful. Why? Because he has three primary wealth. He said that I had the holy name, I had Srimad Bhagavatam, and I had the treasure of the instruction of my spiritual master. So he was confident, because I had these three wealth, this movement will be successful. So in order to be a successful preacher in Krishna consciousness, we should depend on this three wealth, not the external situations of this world. Prabhupada became successful because of this implicit faith in these three things. So in order to be successful in our life, to propagate this message all over the world, we should have faith that this three wealth is most important to propagate this message. So on this special day, we pray to Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas that we can carry the same mood and become an insignificant instrument to propagate this message all over the world. Then we will be happy, we will be santushta atma, and those who will be connected with us, they also will be santushta atma, happy souls, and they will be also ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, and they will also spread this message all over the world. Then our life will be successful. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada wonderful ISKCON movement ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Any time is there for question answer? Time is up, right? So, any comment or any question, maybe 5 minutes, 3-4 minutes, if...
Thank you very much for wonderful class. I was thinking, speculating, I will say. From passion comes dissatisfaction, and from compassion comes satisfaction. Yes. People who are passionate, they are not satisfied. Yes. They are desired. They are more. Rather, they say if you become satisfied, means you are dead. That's their philosophy.
Yes.
You should never be satisfied.
Yes.
So die dissatisfied.
That is the slogan in the corporate world. If you are satisfied, then you are dead. Sky is the limit. Okay.
Prabhuji, you are telling about balance between lazy and crazy, that point you are telling. So, what is that balance like? Sometimes we go in one direction more, sometimes this direction more. So,
because our acharyas are very focused. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said there should be a balance in our life. 8 hours for soul, 8 hours for body, and 8 hours for the service. Make a balance. Everything is given, provided we accept it. We don't have to speculate. Our acharyas have given the formula. But the problem is that we want to invent our own formula of spiritual life. Sadhana bhakti, the process should be given by our acharyas. We cannot invent our system. So what Prabhupada has given is according to our acharyas. And if we follow that, there's nothing to speculate. So, like that. So balance means that we are getting a lot of motivational seminar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the original motivational speaker. He said the balance means what? Life balance, crazy, people are crazy, life balance, relationship, everything is there in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have to go to outside books and speaker to get all this stuff. So balance means what? It's balancing between emotional balance, mind, body, mind, soul. So make a balance. Spiritual life means 8 hours for sadhana, 8 hours for service, that will make your mind active. And also, take care of your body. Eating, sleeping, then life is balanced. Sometimes devotees say, oh, taking care of the body is not so important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the priority, top priority is taking care of the body. Not for yourself, not for sense gratification, for devotional service. If your body is not functioning properly, how you can serve? So you do everything, but it should be connected with the Lord. Others are keeping their body healthy. Why? So that they can enjoy more. Prabhupada used to say they can have sex more. Prabhupada used to say. Practice. Keep the body healthy. But we are keeping our body healthy so that we can serve the Lord more. Okay. And to add to Devakinandan Pu's comment, passion to compassion. Compassion. Com means less. When passion reduces, compassion manifests. That is called passion journey. From spiritual journey is from passion to compassion.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes.
Thanks for your wonderful lecture.
You could translate into Hindi. My speech was okay.
I heard in your lecture very nice point that you told this book is like the heart of ISKCON. So, nowadays when we go for outside book distributing, people generally tell us that we have now 4G and we have a pocket badge in our mobile. All the books we get in PDF format, all these things. So, how can the book distribution in future that will go on?
So, whenever you do some service, there will be always some challenge to do that. So now 4G is the challenge. So we have our own Prabhupada ji, so no problem. So if you have confidence, where any ji can come, there will be always people who like to read from books. So books cannot be replaced by any ji. So that market is always there. But always challenge will be there. So in Prabhupada's time, there is also different kinds of challenge. That time no ji problem. But there is a book. I am okay, you are okay. This is a famous book in America. And that book was selling very nicely. And one devotee, disciple, he came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, we cannot sell Bhagavad Gita. When we sell Bhagavad Gita, they are not interested. They are asking, you have that book? I am okay, you are okay. So Prabhupada said, no problem. We can also sell Bhagavad Gita like that. So you should present differently. You should say that I have a book. If you read, by reading that book, I am okay. But you are not okay. But if you read this book, you will also be okay. So I am okay, you are okay, provided you take the book. So then again, book started selling. So you have to know how to do it. Preaching means having some practical way to distribute. And that intelligence comes when we are convinced about this way of distributing the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So challenges will be there. Obviously it's a challenge, but it will work also. Don't worry, keep on doing. Books will be going. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. It is said that by reading Prabhupada books, people are becoming devotee of Krishna consciousness. But we are selling large scale of books, so lakhs and lakhs of books are distributed. Still that means the devotee are not coming. What is the reason?
Okay. There can be many reasons. Prabhupada said that distribution is like the planting the seed. And he said that it's like a bomb. One day it will blast. Okay. So, but when you plant the seed, if you don't water it properly, then how the tree will come out? we should not be satisfied or I distributed books, but we have to make a system that books are read. So that is the another level of preaching. After books are distributed, there should be a follow-up program that they are reading Prabhupada's books. When people will read more Prabhupada's books, then more devotees will come. That's why nourishment is very important. Devotees are not happy. Why? I was reading a quote. Prabhupada said the devotees in ISKCON are not happy. Why? Because they don't read my books. That's why they are confused. So Prabhupada said, I am not sleeping for all of you, writing my books, but you are not reading, then what can I do? So reading books is very, very important to nurture our spiritual life. That's why it is said, becoming devotee is difficult. To become devotee is difficult. Or to make devotee is difficult. To stay devotee is more difficult. And to stay happy as devotee is most difficult. So why we are not happy? Because we are not connected. Through Srila Prabhupada's books, we get connected. Sambandha Gyan. So when we are connected, then our obidya, devotional service will be satisfying to our heart. But because we are not properly connected, devotional service is not giving us happiness, and we are searching for happiness from other external aspects of this world. Because we are not happy within. Okay? So we'll end here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.